Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, July 29th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. On Qualcomm's latest earnings call, CEO Cristiano Amon said it reached a multi-year deal with Samsung that will see Qualcomm chips powering their devices globally. Qualcomm Snapdragon chips were already used in 75% of shipped Galaxy S22 smartphones, with Samsung's Exynos chips used on 25%. As part of the deal, Samsung will expand Snapdragon chip use across PC, tablet, and extended reality products. Instagram head Adam Mosseri said the platform will temporarily reduce the amount of recommended posts and accounts to improve its personalization tools. The platform will also phase out a test version of the app that opened to full-screen media over the next 2 weeks. Judge Kathleen McCormick of the Delaware Court of Chancery set the trial date for Twitter's lawsuit against Elon Musk for October 17th through the 21st. Judge McCormick already determined the case would receive a 5-day trial in October. We now just have the exact date. In Q2, Meta earned $2.46 per share on revenue of $28.82 billion, both missing analyst estimates. This marks the first time Meta saw revenue decline on the year, down almost 1% in the quarter. Its Reality Labs division generated $452 million in revenue, but lost $2.8 billion in the quarter. Meta grew monthly and daily active users across all of its platforms 4% on the year. In other Meta news, Axios' sources say Meta began informing roughly 50 news publishers in the U.S. this week that it will no longer pay for content to run on Facebook's news tab. Back in 2019, Facebook brokered multiple 3-year deals with publishers for content worth a total of $105 million. During Intel's latest earnings call, CEO Pat Gelsinger confirmed the company will wind down its Optane persistent memory business entirely, writing off $559 million in inventory. The company stopped producing Optane storage for client PCs in early 2021 and is in the process of selling its NAND memory and storage business to SK Hynix, set to be complete in 2025. Comcast reported that Peacock paid subscriber numbers remained flat on the quarter in Q2 at 13 million out of an overall 28 million monthly active accounts. Losses at Peacock grew 28% in the year to $467 million. Comcast broadband business didn't fare any better, reporting flat subscriber numbers at 32.2 million in Q2. The last time Qualcomm failed to add at least 100,000 new subscribers in a quarter came all the way back in 2008 during the financial crisis, still adding 65,000. In its Q2, Sony sold 2.4 million PlayStation 5 units, up 4% in the year. However, sales of PS4 and PS5 titles decreased 26% in the year to 47.1 million. The company still expects to sell 18 million PS5 units in its current fiscal year. The Wall Street Journal sources say Jack Ma plans to relinquish some of his voting power over control of the fintech giant Ant Financial. Ma doesn't hold an executive role or sit on the board of Ant Financial, but currently does control an entity with 50.52% of its shares. The move reportedly received approval from Chinese regulators. Senate Democrats announced a deal on a budget reconciliation package that includes $369 billion for climate and energy measures aimed at cutting carbon emissions 40% by 2030. This includes an extension of the $7,500 federal tax credit for the purchase of a new clean vehicle, things like plug-in hybrids or electric vehicles, eliminating the current 200,000 vehicle cap per manufacturer. It also would provide a $4,000 tax credit for the purchase of a used clean vehicle for the first time. In other legislative news, the U.S. House passed the CHIPS Plus Act. It now goes to President Biden for signature. Snap announced the Snapchat Sounds Creator Fund, which will provide grants of up to $5,000 per song to artists who distribute songs on Snapchat through DistroKid. Payouts will be based on user engagement and capped at 20 songs per artist. The Sounds Creator Fund is separate from already signed deals with music label partners on monetization, aimed at emerging independent artists. Twitter announced it will increase the price of its Twitter Blue subscription 66% to $4.99 a month. New subscribers will see the price immediately, while existing subscribers will stay on the original price until October. YouTube rolled out a new tool on its mobile app to let creators quickly turn existing videos into shorts. YouTube already converts uploaded vertical videos under 60 seconds into shorts videos automatically. The latest update to Steam Input added support for Nintendo Online Classic controllers. Nintendo released Bluetooth versions of its classic N64, NES, SNES, and Sega Genesis controllers, which can now be mapped to games on Steam. As of September 30th, apps in the Google Play Store cannot display pop-up full-screen ads that won't let you close it after 15 seconds, unless users opt in to receive an ad as a reward. The Play Store also will not allow apps to implement their own VPNs to collect user data without user permission, and the Play Store now requires developers to link to an easy-to-use online method for canceling subscription in apps. And finally, Reuters sources say the Indian government blocked the popular Battle Royale game Battlegrounds Mobile India in the country over data sharing concerns with China. The government did not announce the block, but the title is no longer available on mobile app stores. The South Korean company Krafton publishes the game, but Tencent holds a 13.5% stake in Krafton. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.